We are going to take some time and talk about Boone Community Theater because we didn't quite get it done on Monday. But Michelle Jacobson back and joined by Christopher Levi. Good to have you
here. There. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming here today. Michelle, you, first of all, got to go back. We've talked in the past a couple of times. You're doing a lot of youth stuff here this summer. And June was a busy month. You did some. And now you've started off on your club nights.
Yeah, that's right. So we had our Puffs performance last month. And we had two sold-out shows. So that was very exciting. And the kids all had a lot of fun. And now, last Wednesday, we started our first youth club night. And so every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8, we'll have those club nights at the theater where people can come and learn something or other about performing or behind the scenes. So
what did I see? Moving on stage? Was that?
Yeah. So last week, we John Hoffman did, a movement workshop where it was, talking about how to use your body on stage as a performer. This week, we have Maggie Witte, who is a young person herself, but she has an expertise in different accents. And so she's going to come and work with people on finding different accents and how to change your voice for different characters. So we're really excited to have a young person. I mean, she's in high school still, come and work with the youth. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All about the dialect.
Being able to do that.
Those are a challenge.
Right.
For some people, for others, maybe not.
Well, accents are not me.
No.
I don't have a great skill in accents.
I don't know.
I had to work on mine for Puffs because it was supposed to take place in England. And so I had to try to teach the kids how to do a British accent. Yeah. So I practiced, but not. I'm hoping to learn some things from Maggie this week.
I don't know. When I start on something like that, it always ends up like Scottish or
that's
something.
That's what I do.
Far like a pirate. I always got the pirate part down. Christopher, you're here because we did have a big event for community theater.
Yes, we did. We closed on a building. I think that was 2 weeks ago, the 4th. So almost 2 weeks ago today. I don't know what today is.
4th.
Yeah, that's what I said. So anyway, we closed on it and we're trying to get it ready for occupancy. So I've got to visit with the city and make sure I have all of those check boxes figured out. And got to do some research on the facade and, find out what we can do to make the building look really, really nice.
Again, for those that wonder, it is downtown. It's the old
Iron Horse.
Iron Horse.
Yeah. It's the old antique mall there.
Or before that, Hallmark, and there was a number of other things.
Spurgeons.
Spurgeons. Many, probably a long time ago for that.
Right.
But anyway, again, big space for you.
It is.
Yes.
I know this is a building, it's taken a while.
It has. I think it's going to be great. It's been vacant since that funny thing happened a couple of years ago. And and so we're going to be able to make use of it and hopefully get a hold of some funding to really make it look nice. I think it's got a beautiful facade if you can get the smoke damage off from the fire these many years ago. So we've got something like that to do.
Yeah, it just needs a little love.
Yeah.
I know that one of the things when you guys had been looking at it was, first of all, obviously a lot of space for storage, things like that. Again, able to do different things in different parts and possibly even more than just community theater.
That's right. Of course, we do have the youth workshops and things like that. And we're using, I'm assuming at this point, it'll be the old 705 as a youth hangout during Pufferbilly. So, I mean, those are the sorts of things that we're trying to be able to do in addition to our own theater stuff. But there's room on the first floor for a lobby and a bigger house of audience members and a bigger stage with wings. And also extra rehearsal space in the basement. So, like, you can break the rehearsal up into two sections. And then, of course, ton of storage upstairs.
Big building.
I think it's, well, because the other facility, we only have a floor and about a half because the basement had a lot of stuff from prior occupants. This one ends up being about seven times bigger in terms of usable floor space for us. So it's just it's what we need again is to have some room to put on shows right there downtown.
So the big challenge, obviously, being able to keep, I mean, that was the challenge with the old school. It was continuously costing you money.
Yeah, so the school is a big it was difficult in a lot of ways because it was a lot of property, and there didn't seem to be as many grants interested in refurbing it. This is a downtown space, and there's a lot of people that want to see downtowns look nice, and so there are some dollars to help with that.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we're doing right by the city. The place looks really good, really attractive. I think it's the only mid-block crosswalk in the entire town, and it's our red carpet. Yeah. So I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing to make the building look good. But obviously, we're going to have to get a hold of people with the money to do that.
Right.
It's going to take some work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And will it take more community support, things like that? These are things I'm sure you guys are just really starting to talk about. Yeah, I mean, I know you've kicked around a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure that we put up updates from time to time on Facebook so that people see those updates from time to time. It's meaningful news, but it's also just a reminder, hey, we're still out there working hard. And so some people have come out to help us so far. We're looking for more. And of course, we want to be able to fill the houses when we have a show.
Sure.
Yep. So, yeah.
And Michelle's sitting here going, yes.
It is very exciting.
Well, we're both school teachers, so we've got the summer off. But all of my kids are grown up. So everybody leaves the house to go to work. And so I come to 7-Eleven and work there.
Go to work on that.
Yep.
So a lot of things to do now. When would you, our first production will be coming up, which is going to be in September.
Yes.
So will we be there by then, or are we going to be...
I expect to be. Of course, I have to visit with the city and make sure in terms of the
fire chief. We need some occupancy and things like that.
Building inspector that we're copacetic. But I believe I know what they're going to ask for in general because we did an occupancy at 7:05. Mm-hmm. So I'm already working on the main things, the emergency lighting and exit signs, the panic hardware on the back door, and the fire extinguishers, things like that. So they're already on my list. So I got to talk to them at some point and make sure I'm getting all their checkboxes checked.
Cross all the T's.
Get them all done. That'll be good. So now it's a matter of, relocating things from 7:05 to 7:11 as you have time?
Yeah, so we're doing it on Saturdays, and we had one, so we just moved some of our stuff. And I think we moved about a third of it.
Yeah.
We have 3 weekends planned, so that might be good.
Perfect.
Then we have some more cleaning and more prep work, but that'll be the big heavy part right there.
Get it relocated.
Yes.
Michelle's thinking, okay, I might have an hour to spend.
Well, as a teacher, I do have the summer off, like Christopher, so I have some time to go over and help out a little bit, but I do have younger kids, so sometimes I have to hang out with them, too.
Yeah, they do require that, don't
and
they?
They don't really have any interest in moving things from one building to the other.
I don't blame them.
No, they're not so interested in that.
That part of it anyway. All right, we do know, because last time when we were here, Michelle kind of ran through the list of what the productions are going to be for the next year. And just so listeners, in case you missed it, we have Miracle Worker up first.
Yeah, the Miracle Worker's up first, and I actually just want to remind everyone the auditions for that are August 1st and 3rd. And there are a lot of parts for adults. There's a lot of male and female parts, and then there's some parts for some younger actors as well. Obviously, there's the Helen Keller as the main young person, but then there are other girls at the School for the Blind, and there are some boys around the farm where they end up, where Helen Keller lives. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of actors. And I think that what Susan has planned for the set is going to take a lot of work from a lot of people. So we're always looking for people to help out with a lot of behind the scene things and having props ready to go. So anybody who's interested in getting involved in that part of the theater, reach out to.
This one, we could really use some numbers here for this.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I just actually read the script the other day. If you've seen the movie The Miracle Worker, it follows that storyline really closely. I think everybody will really enjoy it. It's such a moving story.
What a way to start the season.
Yeah.
Right.
Put pressure on.
Yes. Right.
And Susan, and of course, this is one of the things, too, with the summer. She's really held off until late, really, August for the audition. So.
Yeah.
Then it comes up, mid part of September?
September 21 it opens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and for 2 weekends.
Yeah. So,
Yes.
It'll be a pretty intense rehearsal once the auditions are done. It sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, it will. So, yeah.
Good. Is she excited about being able to be in?
Oh, she is. That's kind of a neat thing to be the opening show for a space. So yeah. I just have to make sure it happens.
Well, and it's so fitting for Susan to be directing the opening show because she's been with BCT forever. And so it's really great to have somebody who was around at its inception to be still directing and to be opening up in our new space. And I just think it's going to be really cool.
Going on. So looking forward to that. That's it. And then after that, then we have our holiday one. I call it holiday one, but it's a December production.
Yes, The Swan Princess in December. We don't have audition dates for that yet, but that'll be really exciting. That one, again, follows, if you've seen the movie The Swan Princess, then you won't be disappointed because it follows that storyline as well.
And Keisha Wright?
Yeah, yep.
Is she going to direct?
Yes, yeah. Keisha Johnson, yep.
Yeah.
So she's done it elsewhere, but this will be her first time here for community theater.
Yes, that's right. First time directing for us. But
it's okay. She likes coming over here.
Yeah.
You guys have kept her busy.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the one I'm working. Who's. Are you the captain?
Well, Skipper.
we are talking about the musical.
Yes, Gilligan's Island, the musical.
Yes. So it'll be Valentine's Day. So a date night can be a little bit.
Maybe a little goofy on date night. It'll be a lot of fun. Gilligan's Island is so fun.
So. And that's, again, so that'll be coming up. And then we're going to wrap it up. What's going to be the final one?
It's called Don Quixote de la Center.
I know. I'm still working on saying that.
Yes.
She's got that down good.
Had a lot of practice.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that'll be the final production of the season of the 2023-24 season.
Right. And so that's... An old folks home where one of the fellows sort of plays out unintentionally the sort of situation of Don Quixote. He kind of thinks he's a knight in shining armor. I think there's a scene where he tilts at the vending machine. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's off stage, but it's talked about.
Right. Well, and it seems like it would be a comedy, but there are a lot of serious moments in it as well as, you know, dealing with getting older and aging and people living in care facilities. So I think that you get a little bit of laughs and maybe a little bit of tears too.
Maybe some.
Yeah.
And choke up a little.
Mm-hmm. Potentially,
You know, that's good. So, I mean, we've got our season ready. We've got a new space to go to work on. Got plenty to do.
Yeah, and one of our committees is putting together a grand opening plan. So I've got to make sure I get that as well as the first show.
Right.
We have all kinds of deadlines coming up.
And wouldn't
it
be nice if the building were absolutely gleaming in time for our 50th anniversary? Mm. 2025 will be our 50th. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
And I'm excited. I really am. We get
we
to put
all
our
are.
Equity, you
it
know, our
so exciting.
Sweat equity into our own space and really make it shine.
Yeah.
So good. Got a ways to go. So there's
bit.
Work. There'll be some work there. Yeah. Others that are interested in being a part or helping out or helping to support, obviously, make contact with community theater.
Yes.
That's right. Hit our website and there's contact information at the bottom, either email or phone number. And we would be delighted to get you helping us out and being part of us.
Sure. Yeah, like definitely. Michelle, like you said, for the first production of the new season with a miracle worker, we're going to need a lot of bodies, not just on stage, but behind trying to get everything in place. So
there are always so many people behind the scenes in a production, and you don't always see them, so you don't always think about it, but people should just be thinking, hey, maybe I'm interested in helping organize props or learning how to run a light board or something like that. So if you've ever had any interest, just reach out.
This will be a little bit different than doing a Frog and Toad in the at 7:05. You know.
This will feel a little different.
I mean, you guys had I got to say, the Sherwood Forest was really cool. You know, and stuff like that. You made it work.
Yeah.
You made it work, and it was, but now having more spaces, obviously, that's gives you a chance to do things, dinner theaters and stuff again. Get back to doing some of the other things you had dabbled in before. Musicals? Yes. Well, how's the sound in it? We're going to have to find out. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Michelle, the big thing for you, though, balance of the summer, Wednesdays will be club night.
Yes, that's right.
So give some particulars for those parents or those parents that have young people that aren't real sure but might want to give a shot to theater. I said earlier that one of the things that you like about it is it gives them an opportunity to be up there and do some things maybe they normally wouldn't do in front of others. And it's not necessarily being on stage or things like that, but it gives them a feel for what's happening there.
Right. And it's a really low stress environment. Everybody's there learning together. There's not an audience watching you. So getting to learn some different skills that maybe you haven't ever tried before, I think is a really great opportunity for young people. And it's ages 8 to 18. And our clinicians, if you want to call them that, are really good at working with people of varying ages. They all have a lot of experience working with young people. We have youth committee members that are there helping support and encourage the young people that come just to, let yourself be open to new opportunities and new experiences. So I think that it's just a fun, it's so fun.
to me, it's one of those things that we'd always... one of the things community theater had always done, whether you had a production or not, it was allowing them to get comfortable in their space and be able, and I look at the number of them that are going on and doing things in high school or going on to theater in high school, middle school too.
Right, exactly. So it is, it's a great way to kind of get your toes wet in the theater and learn about being on stage as well as doing all of the offstage things as well. So it's just each Wednesday night has a different theme. So they're not connected. So you can come and go to the ones that you're able to make it to. So that's kind of nice too.
There's a nominal fee for it.
Yep.
Because got to pay the bills. So got that. And so, but it's not that bad. I mean, it's like $10.
Yep, $10. So.
And I got to ask too, because you had John come. It was hard lining people up to do different things.
Oh,
I'm guessing they.
Not at all.
Pretty
no,
soon.
People are excited to share their knowledge and to work with young people. And it's not a long time commitment. You come and you do one evening, and a lot of people can commit to that. So we have a nice lineup of people with experience to present their information and share with the kids.
If they want to find out more, go on to the Boone Community Theater Facebook.
That's right.
They could always shoot you an email, ask you to. And again, if they want to find out more about helping out or supporting the effort of your new location, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Story Street, downtown Boone.
That's right.
It's fun to say.
Is it downtown or uptown? Oh, never mind. We'll worry about it. We'll do that another time.
I guess it's considered downtown,
Midtown?
But it is all uptown.
But it will be fun with the efforts that Downtown Boone, that committee is doing. They got to be pretty interested in seeing if you're going to be able to move forward with some things. We just saw some artwork or art things being done down there at the Hive and more. So there's a lot of opportunities. So.
Oh, that's right. We were over at the Hive's ribbon cutting. But I heard that Main Street came in and actually highlighted the 7-Eleven building and said, what are you going to do with it? And I guess we get to be part of that answer.
Now we got to be a part. Step up for it, too. Thanks so much for joining us. Once again, auditions coming up.
Yes.
But basically, club nights. Wednesdays.
Yes.
And that'll be at 7:05.
7:05, yep.
So far.
Yes.
So far.
Yes. Plan on being at 7:05 for the rest of the summer.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep. Thank you for having us.